This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Dawn's right. We know the parade starting time. All right, Henry, you're the more of the betting here. I don't know. Dan bets a lot. When we're there broadcasting, if all things go according to plan, from the Art Museum, what time will the parade actually get there? I know it starts at Broad and Patterson at 11. Not. It won't start at 11. These guys never do. Some guy will be going, we can't go yet, in front of it. I'm predicting 1:30 as the over and under. That'll arrive.
Smashing the over, then.
Are you taking the over?
Really?
2, 3, 4 o'clock even.
What?
You're going crazy here now.
I don't know. Maybe it's just my perception of how the last parade went. I felt like I was standing there all day.
You know, they do give people a chance, but it's about what? From City Hall to Broad and Patterson, well, where you turn for the drive, it's about, 5 miles, 6 miles, something like that? I would guess something like that. So I'm going with 1:30. Dan, what are you saying?
I think 1:30 is a fair estimate.
Yeah, but I'm real excited because we'll be in the center of the action then. And hopefully be able to bring the ambiance. I hope there's another Jason Kelce. Will he say Lane Johnson? Still questionable on the juice? By the way, Lane Johnson, we don't have sound, but yesterday was interviewed and said it's a team vote on whether or not to go to the White House. Wow. So I don't think President Trump is going to invite over the next couple days. That would mean the Eagles will be away. God knows, trying to get them all to vote. I still say it's not going to happen. All right, we got a lot of big stuff today. Some great people coming by. And an unbelievable side question. I really like this one. I want to start off with this, though. It's a little bit of a gut check. You have people going crazy here. Was Pete Hegseth deceitful? I don't think so. I think he's doing a smart thing here by renaming Fort Bragg. It's not named after the original Confederate general. It's Bragg is back, and that's true. This is Private First Class Rowan L. Bragg, World War II veteran, awarded the Silver Star, and not the Confederate general, General Braxton Bragg, who the base was originally named for. This might be a good one for Alan West. He wants these to be named after the Confederate generals, okay? So you have people on the Federalist and other right-wing conservative publications going after Pete Hegseth, saying by naming it after this World War II guy, Bragg, they are showing the Trump administration they will not stand for our common heritage. Our common heritage. And over the years, you know, I've taken a kind of measured view on this. When it comes to Robert E. Lee and Charlottesville, I think the locals should decide. And I think Robert E. Lee, by all accounts, is certainly worthy of this. Some of these Southern generals, Bedford, who after the Civil War continue to engage in that kind of resistance, call it what you will. No, they don't deserve that we name them. So as Pete Hegseth, as some are saying at the Federalist and other conservatives, showing that he will not fight for our common heritage. I think this is smart. I think they're doing a good thing here by getting the Bragg name back on. And, I'll defer to Dan here a little bit, Dan, because people are excited we're going to be there on Friday. So you have a producer of the event who has details?
Yeah, so this is at the press conference, Dom, just for some timing details. Yeah. Again, though, like you said, are they actually going to stick to this? We don't know, but here's the plan.
Live and even pre-parade, we'll show that game. What's it? Oh, the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
So those who are coming out early and along the route, we'll proceed up to the Art Museum around the parkway and along. Everyone will be assembled there. And when we arrive somewhere close to 12:30 or 1 o'clock,
not 1:30.
Players, coaches will get ready. We'll come down from the Art Museum to our stage on the, quote, Rocky Steps.
Quote, Rocky Steps.
Why the
we'll
quote, Rocky
We'll begin the ceremony.
Steps. Who's this
around
guy?
2 o'clock. We will continue until 3:15. And
that's all right, so they're not starting the ceremony until 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
What the heck is up with this? And they're getting there at 12:30. What are they going to look in the Rodin?
Just admire the view. For
admire the
minutes.
View.
Take some shots.
The quote Rocky steps. Yeah, maybe they can be entertained.
Smoke
Danny, you think
some stogies.
The crowd might be entertained with the 40-yard football throw. Then that's what I'd be suggesting to you. Let's put that on the itinerary.
Oh yeah.
Step up. Can you throw it farther? Oh man. First 100 people to do it. All right, so that's the detail on the parade. So Pete Hegseth, I don't see this as a betrayal at all. I think they were smart to get the Bragg name here. In other words, these people at the Federalist and others out there now in the last hour, they want him to say this is still named after the Civil War general. It's got the Bragg name on there. I'm fine with that. 855-839-1210. Well, this shows they really won't fight for our common heritage. Oh, goodness. All right. Now, speaking of that, I've said many times during these Trump years, Catholicism, Catholics, there's going to be a big battle over this because these bishops, they don't know anything about pedophile priests or anything else, but they know about illegal immigration. So Pope Francis, who, again, is not the most brilliant pope that we've ever had, wades into a debate with a guy who is brilliant and a Catholic, J.D. Vance. The Pope sent a letter to the U.S. bishops, and he said, this is not an insignificant matter. And in there, point one from Pope Francis, he talks about the idea that we must treat people with dignity. We're treating people with dignity. They don't belong here in a dignified way. We're deporting them. You know, take off the bishop's mitre here, and let's talk turkey. Well, he doesn't want them to be deported. That's indignified. But point two, J.D. Vance, I guess it was last week, talked about the idea of charity, of helping others, first starting at home, I think he said, your family, then moving out to the community, your town around you, then moving out to the country, then moving out to the world. Well, the Pope was adamant. In this letter, he even used a Latin term. Now, when they do that, you know, this is big trouble. And he says this is folly. He said Christian love is not a concentric expansion of interest that little by little extend to other persons and groups. In other words, the human person is not a mere individual, relatively expansive with some philanthropic feelings. The human person is subject with dignity, etc. Another, and he called it, I underlined it here. I don't see it. He called it a Latin term that, oh yeah, here it is. Ordo amoris. Ordo amoris. That's what Vance Googled on X, doubling down, when he talked about prioritizing American citizens over immigrants. You realize here, this Pope, this guy with the Vatican walls is saying, no, we shouldn't do that. He's saying, well, everybody has a right to a border, but once they get here, you don't prioritize. Now, we know from Doge, we know from Elon Musk and what they've done, and this is a really good thing, some of the stuff that's come out with FEMA, and four FEMA individuals, upper level, have been fired over the last 24 hours. That's a start. Still gave $59 million more dollars for, in many cases, five-star hotels in New York for people that are here illegally. And since 2022, it's been $237 million, they have found, have been donated to immigrant causes, housing, and the like. Americans hear this, Holy Father, and they say, are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? That money should have been spent on Americans, starting with veterans, etc., that are having trouble. We all know that. But Vance's point is that would be charity beginning at home. That's where it starts. And then if you're still philanthropic to the rest of the world, that's fine. The Pope is saying, no, that's in error. That is not Christian teaching. Really? 855-839-1210. So who has it more right? J.D. Vance or this Pope? And now watch the bishops, the church, etc., act on this. They've been giving their marching orders. Why is the church so animated about illegal immigration? A lot of money there, but I don't think that's the sole reason. I just think they're progressive. They're left. This is what animates them, and particularly this Pope, and he doesn't stop with this. And I think clearly, in common sense basis, J.D. Vance is correct. We should prioritize American citizens always over people, particularly who are not here illegal or not here legally. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not just saying that out of common sense. I'm saying that's a moral principle to me. Well, the Pope is pulling rank here. I'm not the Pope. He is. He knows theology. I don't. You don't know it either, apparently. You imagine this guy pulling rank on this type of stuff, submitting a letter to the bishops because of Vance. 855-839-1210. Who has it right? The Pope or J.D. Vance? Being the core of MAGA, then the Pope is saying is immoral. It puts emphasis on Americans. That's exactly where it should be. $59 million to five-star hotels, just a housing cost. FEMA. Those Americans, sadly, still languishing, even though they made great progress in North Carolina, versus a bunch of people who came here illegally. Yeah, to the Pope, there's equality across the board on this. Is there? Does that make any sense? You're going to convince anybody of that? Well, the bishops, these guys are all doing okay. I can hardly wait for Cardinal Dolan to lecture us on this again. All right, let me give you the side question. We'll start to take your calls right now at 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Who has it right? All right, today is National White T-Shirt Day. So I got to say, Dan's spin on this was, that's a pretty versatile item. Think of all you can do with a white T-shirt. Like, take it off and swing it around at a rally for Phillies, Eagles, or anybody else.
Or have a contest.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, wet T-shirt contest. That's true, yes.
Or wear it under a button down and leave the button down open like I often do.
Yeah, that's not a good look to me. I don't want to see the T-shirt. Like, if it's,
really?
Tell me if
what
it's creeping
mean?
Up here. The T-shirt is a fashion faux pas to see that.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is.
I think it's
fashionable.
Really?
That's fashionable.
Yeah.
Totally.
You think so? To see the T-shirt?
Yeah, it's in style right now.
Oh, my God.
I think it's more of a fashion faux pas to have a clothes shirt at this point.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, you have the T-shirt. I have a V-neck one where you can't see it. That's what you do.
You
open the shirt.
You should wear a shirt without an undershirt and just a gold chain.
Oh, well, that's true, too. Yeah.
Go full Italian.
and to go home to my plastic.
But really,
slip-ups.
Is there a more versatile fashion statement than the white T-shirt?
No, no. So we're looking, as I understand your thought, not just for a fashion, something or someone that's very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take off the little black dress. Every woman listening right now, if they don't have at least two, Ro has three, I think.
I don't think it's as versatile as you think it is.
Oh, it's very versatile.
You're not wearing a little black dress for barbecue.
Sure you can. Yeah, there's different styles.
Yeah, if you come from a funeral, maybe.
No, it's not a funeral dress. It's sexy, the black dress. What are
but
you talking
not,
about a
it's not a barbecue dress. I can agree with that. I do agree it is versatile.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not wearing that to the barbecue, baking out in the sun.
Attack it. The attack is underway here. All right, duct tape I'm taking off.
Oh, that's
the
a good
boards.
One.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad we finally arrived. Duct tape and a little black dress, and you can go anywhere. Dan, how about yours?
Next to the duct tape, Dom, in my drawer is a paper towel, also a very versatile product. Use it for multiple things. How about a person, Dom? Tom Bergeron. The host, Tom Bergeron, yeah.
And
Dancing with the Stars host, America's Funniest Home Videos,
a
comedian.
Yeah.
I think he's a very versatile individual. Maybe there's a disagreement there. Hmm. The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's very versatile.
Yeah, both
he's
wrestling and acting.
Right. Yep.
And how about the beverage Coca-Cola? Not only for great drinking, I love my Coca-Cola, but also for cleaning, you know? Removing rust from metal surfaces,
Pepsi.
Stubborn stains on
Pepsi's
toilets.
Pepsi's better. Just take paint off a car.
Really?
Pepsi. Okay. Test it out. Yeah, Pepsi.
Did you test this out?
Well, Mischief Night, South Philly. It was always Pepsi. I don't know. Hey, get some Coke. We're gonna,
yes, but also a very versatile beverage can be used for drinking or cleaning.
That's very good. Henry.
Yeah, so first off, I'm going to take a very obvious one off the board here. I'm going to take off the computer. I mean, it has streamlined pretty much everything in our lives.
Okay.
Into just one screen, one rectangle we stare at all day, every day. But the real one I want to take off here is, let me ask you a question for this one. Do you ever look at a chef's hat and wonder, why are there so many folds in that hat?
I do.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because the 100 folds in a chef's hat represents the 100 ways you can cook the very versatile egg.
Oh.
So that is my
answer. That's why they folded it that many times.
Yeah, it is the egg. You can cook it 100 different ways.
Didn't know that.
All right. 855-839-1210. You got to get in on this. And who has it right? The Pope is telling you, if you're a Catholic, the bishops are going to tell you, J.D. Vance has it wrong. It's not charity starts with your family, then moves out. It's across the boards. That doctrine that he cited, J.D. Vance, is wrong. And the Pope is right. Kind of interesting. Why are they so animated when it comes to illegal immigration? Why is that the thing that gets them going? All right, 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom, Dan, and Henry on Talk Radio 1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp.
Very versatile, Dom.
Yes, I think he stopped as they were cleaning the floor with toothbrushes.
Coconut shrimp.
Yeah.
Pepper shrimp.
I think you probably know more about Forrest Gump, that film, than I know about even The Godfather.
Shrimp and potatoes. Shrimp burger.
There it is.
Shrimp Bubba. Sandwich.
855-839-1210.
That's about it.
All right, versatile. Tom Homan, versatile. Not only is he in charge of the border, ICE, etc., he is a theologian. He says he's setting the Pope right. Homan, based upon what I told you from the Pope, said, I'm saying this as a lifelong Catholic. I was baptized Catholic. My first communion's Catholic. Confirmation. The Pope ought to fix the Catholic Church and concentrate on his work and leave border enforcement to us. He says he wants to attack us securing the border. He has a wall around the Vatican, does he not? So he has a wall to protect his people and himself, but we can't have a wall around the United States. I wish he'd stick to the Catholic Church, fix that, and leave border enforcement to us. Who's following this guy? You know, who's following the Pope? Is it the fear? Well, come on now, the Pope, you're going to hell if you object to this. Who is it that still gives this guy, who again, in a battle of wits with J.D. Vance, would be outnumbered, and is just completely off? You think the average priest would get up there and say, yeah, you know what? Charity has to be, what this Pope is saying, that your charitable instincts, your giving, your generosity, they have to be equal to everyone across the board around the world. That's preposterous. That's just preposterous thinking. If he really thinks that way, then he's just silly. That we're going to have human beings say their generosity, their giving, their connection isn't to their blood, to their family first, and then it makes its way out? Doesn't like that from J.D. Vance. That's common sense, not just theology. So the bishops, what are you going to be teaching? Yeah, kid, you have to, you know, the kid starving in China, that's just as important as your little brother. You think people are going to buy that? Well, Dom, you have to. That's what the religion teaches. The Pope is right. And again, this is all in service to what? This is all in service to the Catholic Church through this Pope with illegal immigration. It animates them. It fires them up. They don't want to talk about too many other things that we might want them to talk about. No, they want to talk about this. For example, in Philadelphia, when I point to the Archbishop, and you have people here saying the charitable thing, the right thing to do, is to have places where people could go and shoot up. Remember this? And if they overdose, have medical people there to bail them out, then they come back and do it again and again and again. And I said, this should be a point, Archbishop Perez, that if I were Archbishop, I'd live for a great moral controversy to tell us what you're thinking and what the church's position on that would be. Instead, silence. But when it comes to illegal immigration, what do we get? They're all over it. They can't lecture us enough, from Dolan all the way up to the Pope. Let's go to Grace in Chadsford on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Grace. Good afternoon.
When you see airplanes going down, they tell you to put the mask on first so you can save others. And the United States is one of the most generous countries for helping other people, and we help within our own churches and things here. And if we're not doing well, they're not getting helped. So that's how I feel. Vance is right. Pope's wrong.
Yeah, it's, I just want to hear the priests and bishops and their heart of hearts, the ones I know. I don't think they're going to agree with the Pope either. Hey, Grace, go ahead.
I notice in my church, which they call us fallen Catholics, they change the prayers of the people around to level 5 prayers of the people. So we no longer pray for the president and our governor by name in the church. We pray for those that govern us because they don't want to say Donald Trump's name.
You think is that a church just in your church, or do you think they changed it in other churches too?
If people would go to church, they'd find out. But I've been attending since, I attend all the time, but since January, no, they cut out President Trump. they just pray for those that govern us.
Whoa, you think they would say, if they're anti-Trump, pray that he comes to us. Yeah, don't say this, but you pray for President Trump particularly. You know, he's going to need guidance here. You think he would go that
absolutely.
Way?
Absolutely.
Right? You think they would?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. If that's true, Grace, that's a really good observation. What's somebody or something that's versatile?
I'm sorry?
Somebody or something that's versatile. That's our side question today. Anything come to mind?
Oh, gosh. I don't have a side question.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
I didn't have an answer prepared.
That's okay, Grace. Go ahead.
That's versatile?
Yes.
Captain Chuckie's shrimp trays.
I liked it on the fly.
How are they versatile?
Well, you can take them anywhere, and wherever you go, you're the party.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Great point.
Let's put that into an ad, Captain Chuckie's. All right, there we go. Let's go to Carol in Ottsville, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Carol, afternoon.
Hi, Dom. Dom, always remember to follow the money. If you look it up on the internet, the United States Catholic Church is getting millions of dollars from the federal government to help with these immigration people. And the thing is, with all the bankruptcies that the archdiocese have gone through, and only about 17% of American Catholics go to church on a weekly basis, there's nobody in the pews and they need money.
I think that's some of it, Carol, but I generally believe that this Pope is a progressive, and he's crazed on this, and he doesn't want to say what he really thinks, which is there should be no boundaries, no nations, and all that. So he comes up with this. To your point, though, you're right. They want the money, too.
Yes.
Yeah, but in this battle of wits, I'm waiting for J.D. Vance to fire back. I don't think the Pope's going to win. You're not going to convince people that your family is not above any other form of charity, generosity, or whatever, that it starts with your family.
Correct. And Jesus never taught to create upheaval within society. So we need to follow the laws. Otherwise, it's a sin. If you don't, then change the law if that's what needs to happen. But you must follow the law.
Absolutely. That's a good point. They don't want to do that. Yet, when you look at the catechism, one of the grave sins is not paying your taxes. I'm not sure on the milk bottle where that would have been. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Damon in Wilmington. Damon, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
So, about the Pope, I'm just wondering, if we dropped off 5,000 or 10,000 migrants at the Vatican,
right,
how fast do you think they'd be out of there again?
Yep. It's the Vatican, let me see, it's on the same page in my book as Martha's Vineyard. That's about where it is, yeah.
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard.
Yep.
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard. They got them off that island in, like, what, 48 hours? I think the Vatican could do it faster.
Yeah, well, they have bigger walls. You're not getting in there. I've been there. They got the walls. You're not getting past the Swiss guards. Speaking of which, the Swiss, what's your side question?
Oh, Swiss Army knife. That's a pretty obvious one.
We should have taken that off the board. Yeah. That's a very good one. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can do like 50 different things with it, all of them equally badly.
Great call. Put that in the leaderboard here. That's the side question today. Shannon Grady is a physiologist and is a mom and is a world-class triathlete. I invited her on here for Dan's edification on this. We'll find out how quickly she does a triathlon, which that's only for the craziest of crazy. I mean, I did a marathon once. That's it. Not a triathlon. No.
I ran a mile once.
You did?
I did.
And what time? What was your time?
I think it was like 13 minutes.
That's pretty good. What was the occasion?
And that was like the only time I've ever run like a whole mile.
What was the occasion?
Like eighth grade presidential fitness test or something like that.
Oh, you fooled them. They let you by. All right. I thought it was the great soccer fitness test for producers. All right. So we'll talk to Mom Shannon Brady. She was at the White House for the signing of Trump's executive order around keeping boys and men out of women's sports. And she's written a lot about this, how there's a trickle-down effect on boys and girls' sports around this. She's next, but keep the calls coming. Anybody think the Pope is right? 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. Shannon Grady came to our attention because of a great column about her at the White House last week for the president's signing of that executive order around boys, men in women's sports by our buddy Beth Ann Rossica writing about her. She's a world-class triathlete, sports scientist, and Delco native, and she's been advocating this issue since 2021. She appeared on local TV and explained that Biden's executive order was in direct conflict with Title IX. That was not the overwhelming opinion, or at least to say it out loud then, during that period of time. So Shannon joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Shannon, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Shannon, for our listeners...
Great being here.
Yeah, thank you, Shannon. Shannon, for our listeners and also for Dan, a triathlete, as I understand it, the marathon's part of it, right? 26 miles plus. And do you do what?
Well, it's actually a little-known fact that there's actually 4 triathlon events.
Okay.
So the Ironman is the most popular one that a lot of people aspire to complete, but I actually compete at the other end of the spectrum. I would never do an Ironman. My main event is a sprint triathlon, so it's only an hour.
Oh, it's only an hour.
So I like to go fast.
So what do you do? What do you do during that hour?
Crazy people do the Ironman.
Oh, okay. All
right. What's that? Oh, so yeah. So it's an hour. So you have to swim a half mile. You have to ride 12 and a half miles, and you have to run a 5K.
Oh, okay. Dan, I think you can do that. It's a piece of cake.
Eyes closed, yep.
Yeah, eyes closed. Mm-hmm. Henry could do an Ironman, the other producer. He's looking at that. All right, so as someone...
Yeah, of course.
Shannon, as someone who's a physiologist, you bring something even more to this whole thing. You've been talking about it since 2021. We have people out there. How do you respond to them?
Yeah,
they still want to dispute the fact that men have an advantage here, even if they have gotten hormone therapy, after a certain point of adolescence, they're going to have an advantage. And we're dealing with things that are, a second or under a second in competition.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, yeah, 2021, I did that show, but, you know, I've actually been speaking out about it for about a decade because I started out in track and field, and the men and women's events has been actually pretty common in track and field. It just wasn't very well publicized. And, you know, over the last decade, it's become more and more common in not only track, but cycling, boxing, you know, swimming, many, you know, it's just grown. So it's not just a one-off, oh, there's one boy that wants to compete in against the girls. It's just becoming a more common occurrence. And, you know, the main thing, you know, as a physiologist, where I started out working was at the Olympic Committee for the USOC. And there are already protocols in place for this. You know, you have sex-based categorization for safety and fairness for everybody competing. So, you know, if you're XX or XY, that's your category. And, you know, there's different ways beyond the chromosomes to measure, you know, hormone ranges, for example. Men have a certain hormone range that's different than women. And if you're going to take hormones, if you're going to take supplements or, you know, and any type of hormone that's going to increase your levels, especially testosterone, that's going to give you a physical advantage. I mean, that's the main hormone that gives the physical advantage to males versus females. You know, and any male that has gone through puberty, even with the hormone therapy, they're still going to be above a biological female.
So, Shannon, you are... You are part... you're at the chair for the local Moms for Liberty chapter, and you're in... you're in Delco. But you, Bethann Rossica says, talk about anything you can tell us. The next step is going to be these schools and school boards. They used the excuse before to say, well, we have to do this because it's directive from Biden. Well, now you don't have to do it. They ought to be telling people at the local school board meeting, yep, we're going to follow what the law is now.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I met Bethann a few years ago because I kind of launched a battle against the school districts on the masking mandates. And that was their main rationale for mandating masks in our school for 2 years was, well, we have to follow the federal guidelines or, you know, the federal recommendations, or we're going to lose federal funding. And so that was like their first excuse for the masking mandates 4 years ago, you know, or I guess maybe 5 years ago now. And then just as recently as last summer, when the Biden administration suggested a rule change to Title IX. Now, Title IX is sex-based protections. It's literally, there's nowhere does it say gender in Title IX. So the Biden administration tried to propose a rule change to Title IX to include gender and gender identity. And so right away, I'm from Delaware County, but I'm in Chester County now, so I'm the chair for Chester County Moms for Liberty. So literally right away, every school in the county imposed policies to include gender-based policies for bathrooms, locker rooms, et cetera, because well, we might lose federal funding because Biden's proposing that the Title IX be changed.
Right.
It wasn't even changed. Title IX wasn't even changed. He was just proposing it be changed.
I got your point.
You know, so, you know, it's like the whole thing is going to be. And I said, listen, you guys can change your policies, but it's going to be struck down. It's unconstitutional. It's in direct violation of Title IX, which, you know, we had to wait for it to go through the courts. But that's what ended up happening. But you know, they still haven't changed their policy. You
well,
know?
That's the next. Yeah, that's the next
waiting.
Frontier. That's
for that.
That's the next thing we'll be looking for. Shannon Grady with us. Shannon, biggest takeaway from being there as a physiologist, as a mom, as an athlete, yeah, and as someone who's written a book in these areas with President Trump. What's your biggest takeaway from the White House last week?
My biggest takeaway is that, you know, he is fighting for the people. All people, whether you like him or not, he's America first, and really exposing the government, how it's taken advantage of the people for decades, and people have been lulled asleep, And, you know, they might not quite understand what Trump is doing with, you know, essentially taking executive action against administrative agencies, which is exactly what the executive branch is supposed to do. That's what the executive branch controls, administrative agencies. And they've controlled the people, been stealing from the people. And, you know, he's undoing it. And it's going to be great for the people, whether, like I said, if you're an American, you know, forget any label, you just have to be an American.
Exactly.
You know, this executive order, especially protecting women's sports, you know, it's absurd that it was a battle that we had to fight, but, you know, it had to be done. And it just makes our lives, you know, so much easier to protect girls and protect women, and not only the sports, it does protect them in the private spaces, in the bathrooms and locker rooms, which is a huge concern.
Absolutely.
It happens every day in our schools.
Well, Shannon, thank you. Again, keep us in the loop with upcoming Chester County and all this is enforced. It was a great piece about you abroad in Liberty by Beth Ann. Thank you, Shannon, for coming on today.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you, Shannon. Shannon Grady on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. All right, we got the side question going on. Don't forget, this week we're playing for a $50 gift certificate to the great Gallo's Restaurant, seafood primarily, the best in the area, and also their burger bar that's attached to it toward the back part of Gallo's. Thanks to Jim Harvey for doing that. $50 gift card every week for a while. Today's side question, somebody or something that's really versatile coming off today is white T-shirt, National White T-shirt Day. All right, phone lines. Who has it better here? Anybody think? Come on now. It is the Pope. He still is in charge of a billion Catholics on paper anyhow, worldwide, sending this letter to the bishops because of the audacity of J.D. Vance saying, here's how it works. Holy Father, it does start with your family. It extends to your community, to your country, and then to the world. That's the way that it works. This is like a charitable Make America Great Again, how it works. The Holy Father is actually trying to tell bishops, they must tell us. No, it doesn't. Everybody in the world is equal when it comes to your instinct toward charity. And again, why are they so animated by illegal immigration? I read you what Tom Homan said. You know, and it's come to a point where I think people realize, particularly with this Pope, certainly we're not going to be lectured to by guys like this. Is he going to say you're excommunicated if you differ with him? 855-839-1210. Where's the guidance from the bishops here? Are they actually going to follow through in his letter and tell you and me? Yeah, he's right. J.D. Vance is making up theology here. Heresy, if you will. Some Latin term for this that J.D. Vance is the one that dropped in. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. Jump in. So our own Steve Keeley. posted video. Hey, Danny doesn't seem to like the remarks of the president of the Eagles, not Jeffrey Lurie, Harry Roseman, the guy that is the business president, I guess, wanting to know why Keeley and others, the coverage. And Dan, how does this really act negatively toward the Eagles? I don't get why this guy would be doing it. Nobody's saying the Eagles did this. Go to YouTube. Go to the station YouTube, Dan, youtube.com/1210WPHT, so you can see as we're playing you the remarks of the president, Keeley's video of what went on Sunday night. The point he's making from the Eagles is, well, why doesn't the media show, isn't that the story, that Eagles fans lifted a guy in a wheelchair up so he could see over the crowd? Well, I think that's a beautiful story. But we go through this all the time when people want to complain about the media. That's part of it, okay. But when you trash and when you had somebody die the last time, isn't that the story? We can attack the media all we want. You attack Steve Keeley, though, you're attacking me, essentially, because the guy's brilliant at what he... I mean, You are, because I defend that guy. He's the most brilliant journalist, gung-ho, of anybody I've ever seen. You know the stuff that he does. All right, here's the president of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right? This is our city. How do you view this city? I view this city as a great city. So how I present the city is, I think that's what the mayor and the police commissioner are talking about, right? We can choose to talk about the few individuals who maybe caused trouble or did something that's not safe, or we can highlight and promote all of the people who celebrated with joy and with love. And, Frank, our chief operating officer, showed me a video of, that people lifted a man who is a wheelchair user. They lifted him above their shoulders so that he could see what was happening on Broad Street and celebrate the fireworks, and they cheered with him. Why isn't that not the story? Yeah. That should be the headline. So we all control the rhetoric. You all control the rhetoric. Let's change the rhetoric. This is a great city. This is a great moment. Friday's going to be great. There's no way to think about anything other. Yes, we're thinking about it. We're going to be planned. We're prepared. But, stuff's going to happen. Stuff happens on game day. As coach says, you deal with adversity and move on to the next play. That's what we're going to do. So that's all.
Okay. Dan, I'm not as upset with him. I'm upset with Aaron. The mayor and the police commissioner. Stop it, police commissioner. We like you personally, Dan, but stop it already. You know what? Once again, you let them wreck things here. Dan, how do you see it? Is that a good point? The media, too much cover? I think the media skipped over it, except for Steve Keeley and a few others.
No, I think he's on to something here. And I don't think it's Keeley's fault. I think it's more the national media, because if you looked on all of social media that night, people were starving. They were looking for the moment that a car gets flipped over or somebody climbs onto a pole so they can trash Philadelphia Eagles fans again. And I think we, as local media, well, not necessarily local media like Steve Keeley or Fox 29 or 6ABC or even us, but I think a lot of the local social media people really focus on the negatives that are happening and film these types of events. And rather,
wait a minute, a kid died from Temple. He died.
Look, I get that, but
Dan, he's dead. Sorry.
We're still not helping the narrative. I think that's his point. That's Smolensky's point, is that when we're only showing and honing in on the negative and not showing that, we showed it at youtube.com/@12NWPHE. You can back up a little bit and see that clip he's referencing. It's a beautiful moment when they lift that wheelchair above their heads and celebrate and watch the fireworks.
Okay, a couple things on that. I don't know if the people in the media saw that or not. You know what I mean? I know that you don't think the media would show that. You don't think the local media would go out of their way to show it. We would, too. That, I think it's excuse-making on the part of the police commissioner and mayor. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. It's their job to stop this. They just got to put a stop to it. They did for a while, and then Henry told us they couldn't, they didn't have enough spacing with the crowd, and they let it go
but
crazy.
I feel like the narrative that's being perpetuated, though, suggests that Sherelle's not at least trying to fix this
situation. She's not. What's she doing?
Well, she put up all the stanchions.
And then they stopped it and let him do it.
Well, because people were getting hurt. It was either people get hurt and you kept it, and it was going to get ugly.
Okay, so when they're on top of the leaning truck setting fires in the middle of Broad Street, I'm never allowing that to happen. I don't care if I have to call in the National Guard. You're not doing it.
As far as I can tell, that linen truck was just a sacrificial lamb. That was the only truck of its kind parked anywhere near Broad Street or Market Street or any of these streets. They put that there knowing that people would get on that and not some of these buildings and these light poles that, you want to protect.
They're setting fire to it in the middle of the street.
I didn't see that. They set fire to it?
Set fire to the linens. They're throwing linens in a big pile and setting fire in the middle of the street.
What's wrong with that?
Okay.
They're just linens.
What's wrong with it? It's against the law to start fires. All right, Dan, you want to backpedal on it, or you're still on board with
this? No, I'm 100%. I'm on board with this.
So what's your beef exactly here that you got?
My beef is that we complain about the national media coverage of Philadelphia Eagles and Eagles fans, and then when we finally have the owner saying something about that, I think we got to focus on what he's saying, and I don't know about making it so personal as though it's a local media. I think it's more the national media he's calling out here and saying, hey, look, Philadelphia Eagles fans are passionate both ways, both the negative and the positive. We never show the positive. We just focus on the negative. And I think if we want to get past the whole idea of, yeah, we throw snowballs at Santa and all this BS that you hear every time, the way to do that is by showing a guy in a wheelchair being lifted up above the heads of Philadelphia Eagles fans to see the fireworks
and
celebrate.
And my counter to that is the Santa stuff, you're right, is ridiculous. The bottom line, though, is in the media, you show what people are doing that's out of the ordinary. Out of the ordinary is what they did. A kid is dead. And I think that's Steve Keeley's point. National lazy media saying we're all animals here and fans. I agree with you. But no, I don't think the police commissioner, not a good look for him, Dan. You got to enforce the law. You got to do better here. You can't make excuses. And if there's footage of that, did Keeley have footage of the guy in the wheelchair? Do we know?
Yeah.
Okay.
He
showed
posted that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was at youtube.com/@12WPHD. You can go see that if you really want.
I would say, fair point to say, that ought to be covered more. I didn't see it in any other media. Now, they may not have had it. Does that justify the other, though? It doesn't. All right, 855.
I don't think Keeley's even taken offense to this, though. He just posted up on his Twitter saying, quote, "Why isn't that the story? Eagles president asks, talking about fans lifting up a man in a wheelchair so you can see everyone celebrating the Super Bowl."
I think anybody in the media would tell you, though, I think what he's doing there, Dan, he's tired of hearing this. Why isn't this the story? He agrees with me that the story is when you have people engage in this behavior, that's the story. I differ with you.
Or is he just taking marching orders from Smolensky and posting this because he knows it will go viral if he posts it? And
right.
He's a media guy, and Smolensky says, why aren't we showing that? So now here Keeley is showing that video in hopes that it gets picked up.
Then I think he would just show the video.
That's essentially
of the guy.
What he didn't really write any commentary. He just
said, okay.
Can
but
both things
he's
be
one
true here?
Well, he's the one that showed that it's one act. And yeah, that's great. That's a good thing.
Like, I just don't, like, even if he disagrees with him, it's still right. Smart to post it and quote it, like, just
sure.
For virality's sake, to get traction, to get this clip to blow up, whether it's in a negative way or a positive way.
Well, okay. And he could have put commentary in there that, hey, this is the other side of the story. Now, maybe he doesn't want to do that. Maybe it's more subtle. I know he works a different shift, Dan. And this one, I think he'd come on. I'd love to hear his thought process. He's the one that had the most coverage of the destruction. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, I would tell you, I may come under fire here from all sides. This is a tactic of a lot of people in public life, not just here in Philadelphia. Why does the media cover something that's negative? Well, oftentimes, because that's the story. These are things that you don't see every day. The lifting of the guy in the wheelchair, though, is a heck of a story. I think you could do a 5-minute piece around that. Dan, maybe we can find out who the guy was. I'd put him on. If we can find out whoever it was that was lifted up, absolutely. All right. So, Dan, your bottom line is you're making a distinction local media versus what the national does. That's what you're...
Well, I think the narrative that he's honing in on is one that we often talk about here on 1210 WPHD, and that's the unfair narrative that the national media has for Philadelphia Eagles fans. And I think he's suggesting that the way that we can change that is us as the local producers of what gets, you know, goes big. Let's hone in on some of the happy stuff that happens rather than going out there with our cameras, aiming them at poles, hoping someone climbs them.
I think they put a gazillion hours on of all the happy stuff so far. I mean, it's been wall-to-wall coverage of every angle imaginable. But I'd love to talk to the guy in the wheelchair about what that was like. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get you on board. Give me the point that you take away from this. Was this overkill on the national media? Yeah, I can see some of that. They're covering it from afar. They're not actually here in town, seeing the other side of it. But I'm tired of hearing the police commissioner and others say that. Too much stuff happens here that you got to stop. I don't think it'll be like that at the parade. The parade experience was much different the last time than it is right after the win. Usually there's not stuff going on like that. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.